Well, next, we are breaking the bodies and minds of the children of Gaza. That was the stark warning from Dr. Mike Ryan of the World Health Organization at the weekend after an Israeli airstrike killed 11 people, including 3 babies in Han Yunus. The humanitarian situation in the enclave is becoming increasingly dire as Israel continues to deny aid deliveries into the Gaza Strip and as the World Food Programme has completely depleted its food stocks. Here's some of what Dr. Ryan said.
We are breaking the bodies and the minds of the children of Gaza. We are starving the children of Gaza because if we don't do something about it, we are complicit in what is happening before our very eyes. It's horrific. And the children of Gaza should not have to pay the price for the sins of anyone around them. Any right-thinking human being will stand up and say, this just must stop. More than 1,000 children without limbs, thousands of children with spinal cord injuries and severe head injuries from which they'll never recover, thousands and thousands of children with severe psychological distress. We are watching this unfold before our very eyes, and we're not doing anything about it. This should not be happening. It cannot continue. It's an abomination. We have to ask ourselves the question, how much blood is enough to satisfy whatever the political objectives are of any regime?
We're joined now by Peter Power, Executive Director of UNICEF Ireland. Peter, a stark warning there from Dr. Mike Ryan. What's UNICEF seeing on the ground?
Good morning. We are approaching a worst-case scenario now, which should, as Mike says, horrify all humanity. What is happening now in Gaza is nothing short of barbaric and inhumane. There can be no justification for the withholding of food and water from starving children. That is where we are now. And UNICEF is saying that the blockade must end. It must end now in the same way that the hostages must be released. But I think we need to be very clear now, Cian, that there seems to be a clear intention to allow people to starve to death for lack of food and water. And we need to call out that for what it is. That is a war crime. And people who make the decisions to withhold this food at the border where it is readily available are committing a war crime if they continue to do this.
There are warnings of famine looming. What's the reality of that in Gaza?
The reality is stark. UNICEF has already recorded 57 deaths from complications caused by malnutrition. We've already treated 9,000 children suffering from severe acute malnutrition. That's the worst form of malnutrition, which requires medical intervention to prevent these children from dying. Hundreds of thousands of children are suffering from malnutrition. Our UN aid workers are actually seeing children rummaging through stockpiles of rubbish just to access food. This is just, it's unconscionable what's happening. And there is food available literally kilometres away right across the border. This is not like a conventional famine keying due to drought or environmental conditions. The food is right there, kilometres away, but it's been prevented it's been blockaded from getting in. And those who are responsible for this will have to account in the first instance to their own conscience as to how they could do this. But this is a war crime and they need to be held accountable. Well, and the world needs to call it out.
Israel says it's complying with international law and there's no aid shortage. What's your response to that then?
Well, I don't know of any aid agency who would agree with that. Clearly, humanitarian law has been breached here under the Geneva Convention and subsequent conventions. For your listeners, any occupying power in any war situation is absolutely obligated to provide at the very least food, water and medicines to civilian population. And a decision has been taken here to prevent that from happening. And by people who have the means and the control to literally open the gates, to literally allow the aid in. There's 45 kilometres of trucks with humanitarian aid ready to go in. And that is being withheld now.
The UN has rejected an Israeli plan to get food into Gaza. And under that plan, Israeli troops would provide security to private contractors and international organizations to hand out food to individual families. Israel believes this method will make it harder for Hamas to divert aid to its fighters. What's your understanding of how this proposal could work?
Again, I'm not aware of any aid agency who thinks that this proposal, which has been mooted only in recent days, and remember, we're 62 days now into the blockade, whereas the ceasefire was only 58 days. It is completely impractical. The humanitarian country team, which is a forum which includes UN agencies, including UNICEF, has said that this was the plan would be to bring in food to Israeli hubs in the south under conditions set up by Israeli media, and this would be totally impractical because there's hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people in the north who would have no access to food. Such are the buffer zones in the middle of Gaza and along the eastern side of Gaza. And it would contravene fundamental humanitarian principles. And it does appear to be designed, again, to reinforce control and to use food as a weapon of war, which I repeat again, Cian, this is a war crime.
The Israeli military has started a call up to tens of thousands of reservists to intensify and expand its operations in Gaza. The IDF wants to increase pressure to defeat Hamas. How concerning is that?
Well, we're deeply concerned because the bringing in of additional troops and forces into Gaza can only mean one thing, and that is the increase in the forced displacement of people. Over 420,000 people have been forcibly displaced since the ceasefire broke down. And these people, for your listeners, Cian, are being sort of squeezed into an ever-shrinking bubble in the middle of Gaza, north of Rafah, south of Gaza City, and onto the coast, in increasingly densely populated area and an already densely populated part of the world. And these people are now being squeezed into this area. And there's no doubt that the decision to send in more troops is going to even exacerbate an already dire situation. But the fundamental issue here, I have to repeat again, is the willful and considered withdrawal of food from starving innocent women and children and civilian populations, which constitutes a war crime. And those people who are making these decisions need to be held accountable.
With that in mind, Peter, how will UNICEF continue to operate on the ground to help people in Gaza?
Well, it is a very dangerous operating environment, I have to say. Our primary objective, obviously, always is our humanitarian mission, but we also have a duty of care to our staff on the ground. And we're obviously deeply concerned about them, but we've made a firm commitment to stay and deliver on that humanitarian mission. We have been there for 40 years. We will continue to be there. That said, our stocks of therapeutic food for children, which is really our last line of food for children suffering from starvation, they are almost depleted in the same way as the World Food Programme announced in recent days that their stockpiles have been depleted. So there's literally no food to eat, very, very little water. This is, as I said at the outset, we're in a worst-case scenario situation now in Gaza.
Peter Power, Executive Director of UNICEF Ireland, thanks for joining us this morning.